Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Article posted on ESPN ranking some hockey hotbeds around the entire country. And they listed Buffalo as kind of one on the decline, saying some youth rates are not as high as they used to be. There's less kids getting involved in hockey. I'm wondering what you've seen, you know, as somebody who's actually down in there with that. Is that something you've noticed? Is there things Buffalo can work on getting kids involved?
Absolutely. In the area, I started coaching back in 2011 out in East Aurora at the outdoor rink. So it's been a blast out there. There has been a little bit of a decline with some of the kids. But this program, the Western New York High School Club Hockey Program, and others like it have grown interest for the younger kids, and these kids doing as well as they are in our area, kind of promote that for the younger kids. I know the Buffalo Sabres have started a program of Let's Play Hockey for the little guys, and they have hundreds of kids coming out to the local rinks and starting hockey, so you're going to see hockey growing and growing. And rinks like the Healthy Zone rink out in East Aurora, a couple other ones, those are places that these kids love to play hockey out in the elements, and it's encouraging to see the numbers are going to be growing.
It's a tough sport for a kid to get into. I mean, the equipment involved, the ice time, things like that. I mean, it's one that you have to push kids to, you know, maybe get out there.
It's definitely a pricey sport. It's probably the most pricey sport. Some of the parents, you know, they frown on that. But I know the Buffalo Sabres trying to make it as best as they can, like that play it again hockey. They actually give the kids full equipment and sticks, and they're all like these 4 and 5 year old kids. And there's ways of getting that stuff out to them by, you know, fundraising and other simple things and stuff like that. Does take a lot of dedication from these boys, especially when they're older. They're on the ice 5 to 6 days a week. But they find the love of the sport, and they find the team camaraderie, and they grow.
I do actually see it declining a little bit, whether it's just lack of kids, lack of interest, whatever it may be. We got to find ways to just get more players involved into the game, get them on the ice and actually enjoying it. What I really preach to my guys is I want them actually having fun. I never want it to be work for them. And I think that's something that kind of gets lost and can potentially drive people away. So if we can figure out a way to get back to the aspect of having fun, I think that would definitely help.
It's a tough sport. It's not. It's a big ask, not like soccer or baseball or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's the barrier to entry is a lot different for compared to those kinds of sports. And not everybody can skate. It's a very hard thing to do.
Part of the issue is if they're just getting USA Hockey results, a lot of us have realigned ourselves with AAU. And like all these teams are all AAU. So that was part of the issue. I think the other issue is a lot of sports now, lacrosse, baseball, are 12-month-a-year sports. So a lot of these kids, instead of playing maybe one sport in the fall, one in the winter, and one in the spring, now we're concentrating on only one. I've noticed that we've missed players because of that over the years.
Is hockey become a 12-month-a-year sport for kids involved?
Well, the Sabres are doing it. They have the Junior Sabres, and they get kids involved, and they train and practice the entire year. There are other teams that do it, but I was one way back when that said, why don't we do something called a split season, where the midget-age kids would play from August till November, and then they would shut down, and then they would be able to play high school sports so they weren't conflicts between them. But Certainly some do, but luckily, like my son played baseball and a lot of these kids play other sports too. I've got golfers, I've got all sorts of kids on this team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.